Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, everybody. This is Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and I'm with Lonnie the Theater Lady. Say hi.
Hi.
And we're here to talk about Sideshow, Stage 62's production in Carnegie at the Andrew Carnegie Library, Free Library, the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall
in Carnegie Hall. They call it Carnegie Hall, actually.
Right.
In the library in Carnegie.
Yes, exactly.
That's about enough, as many times as you can say Carnegie in one sentence in the world. Yes.
Right, the Carnegie, they sometimes say. Sideshow is about two Siamese twins in the 1930s?
Well, they were actually born in 1908.
They were born in 1908.
In England.
In England. So it is based on a true story, though loosely based on a true story.
Very loosely. If you do the research, you'll find out that the story that we heard in the play was really a glossed over version, even though some of the things in there were horrendous enough. But these young ladies really endured a lot.
So the two Siamese sisters, or what we now call conjoined twins,
right,
are attached at the hip in this production. You know, where are they attached to in the original?
In real life,
oh,
same thing.
By the hip.
Yeah, that part was true. And
okay.
The fact that they performed in vaudeville is also true.
Oh, okay.
But it would be really interesting if anybody is interested to research it a bit and find out. They were born actually to a single barmaid in England, and as they were born, her boss at the bar saw potential for financial gain, so she bought them from the mother.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And exploited them from the time they were 3 years old.
Oh my.
And some of the things that happened that weren't in the play, one learned to play the sax, one learned to play the violin, and they did perform in Broadway. But we want to get to this production because it was, as I said to you the night we saw it, it was an extravaganza.
I said,
whoa, this is an extravaganza. Huge cast.
Huge,
like,
yes.
25 people, 24, 25. Mm-hmm. The orchestra, 12-piece orchestra.
Yes.
The costumes we
the
have.
The costumes have to be my favorite part of this whole show.
Oh, my gosh. They were amazing. I actually thought at one point I was at a Cher concert because the costumes were lavish and so spectacular and so many costume changes. It was amazing.
There's a point where, like, George Heigl, he's an Egyptian dancer, and then he's a reporter, and then he's the bearded lady. I was like, what's he doing backstage?
And there were such quick costume changes.
They were very quick.
We need to really give a shout out to the costume designer and creator and whatever, Michelle Nowakowski.
Michelle Nowakowski!
We don't usually say anything about it.
I really am into the actors.
Fantastic.
And the plot. And I always forget. I write reviews or else we'll speak a review, and I always think, oh, I didn't mention the set or the costumes.
But these costumes,
you have to mention the costumes.
Okay, so talk about the actors and the plot, and that's what you like to talk about. Talk about it.
Okay. So, as we said, the two conjoined twins are in a circus sideshow or freak show, and what happens is someone named Buddy comes along. Buddy is played by...
Jeez, I thought it was Terry.
No, Buddy's the one that wants... that Terry and Buddy go to the show together.
Oh, okay. Terry was my favorite because his voice was spectacular. Chad Elder played Terry.
Oh, yes.
His voice just blew me away.
A really good job.
Beautiful Michael Bublé type voice. And I thought he was fantastic. And the women that played the conjoined twins.
Very good voices.
Oh, not just good voices, but they were physically matched. They looked like they could have been sisters. Their body shapes, their height, their hair color, their shapes of their heads. Daisy was Carrie Wolkowiak. Violet was Kristen Welch.
I loved Kristen Welch's voice.
Oh my gosh. They were both spectacular, but hers really...
It touched me in a certain way.
Yeah, she put so much emotion into it. So beautiful.
Very, very powerful performance by both of them. Very well done. The circus, of course, all the other freaks are in the sideshow. The bearded lady, the gypsy, all the types you'd see.
Well, what was so great about that, though, the chorus, they all played so many different roles.
Yes.
And when the chorus was on the stage all at once and singing, it was beautiful.
Melodious.
The blending and
the blending of the
voices
was
spectacular.
Very nicely done.
This was directed by Rob James.
Yes.
I don't think we said that.
No, who was really, really funny back in when they did, he was Tricky Monster, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He was Tricky Monster in Avenue Q.
Oh, you're going back to that.
I'm going way back. But
I can't remember that long.
Okay. Rob James directed it. He did a marvelous job.
Another one of the leads that I thought did a really, really good job was Jake. Who was Corey White.
Okay, yes,
yeah.
Corey White.
Jake's his voice was really, really spectacular.
Very nice. Oh, yes, very nice. He was also the cannibal.
Yes.
Okay,
he was one of the freaks,
right.
But then he was not a freak.
Okay.
Sort of like us. We're not freaks anymore.
Speak for yourself, Hussie.
Who did we forget, or what did we... the one extravaganza, wonderful song. We Share Everything, when they were doing the Egyptian.
Oh, the Egyptian number
the
was very nice.
The choreography was amazing on that.
Yeah.
As were the costumes.
Great choreography.
Did we mention the choreographer, Olivia Owen? I don't know if we did.
We did not.
She was spectacular.
Reasons to Go. Great choreography, great costumes, spectacular singing voices.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And very touching story, even though it
touching
was partially fictitious.
I did cry at one point, but.
Okay.
So, great show. It is a non-equity theater show.
Yeah.
I feel that we need to say that.
Yeah. And for non-equity, it's pretty spectacular.
And it's, you know, a lot cheaper than going to see something really expensive.
I guess,
that makes sense. So, yeah, no, check it out. Sideshow, the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall.
Stage 62, July 27th.
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.